page 8.
Postcards and plane crashes. How Red Mile Archive discovered the value of oral testimony.
Red Mile in the Vale of Beaver is home to the Red Mile Archive, a repository of the village's history. In 2001, the archive organised Red Mile Remembered, an exhibition which generated interest from descendants of Red Mile families scattered across the world. The event prompted family historians in New Zealand and America, as well as several in the British Isles, to send information and photographs relating to Red Mile. All of this information will be added to a new exhibition, which will take place in St Peter's Church, Red Mile, over the weekend of May the 17th and 18th. Since the last exhibition, Linda Brockway of the Red Mile Archive has been busy researching and gathering more material and photographs. One interesting find has been a postcard showing houses on Drift Hill, Red Mile. It was found at a postcard fair and initially did not seem to be of any great interest. However, the message on the back of the postcard opened up a trail of oral history, reminiscence and research. The postcard was sent from Elsie, care of Mr. D. Weston, Red Mile, on the 2nd of August 1917, and contained the intriguing phrase, "I saw a biplane and touched it on Sunday." Around a week after finding the postcard, Linda Brockway went to collect pictures from a local farmer and mentioned this message. The farmer recalled how his father had recounted the tale of the plane crashing and of the pilot walking up to the village to call his base, Cranwell, for help on the post office telephone. The pilot was apparently court-martialed for leaving the aircraft, as flying was still a fairly secretive military undertaking. After the last exhibition, Linda was also contacted by a 91-year-old lady in Melton, who on investigation turned out to be the granddaughter of the David Weston mentioned in the postcard. She remembered the plane crash, remarking, "Oh yes, we all went running out of school at dinner time to look at the plane and got into trouble with Mr. Ratcliffe, the head teacher, when we got back." Elsie, who wrote the card, was her cousin. Linda cross-referenced this oral testimony with the school logbooks, which are held in the record office for Leicestershire, Leicester and Rutland. This stated that a plane flew low over the school and excited the children, but neglected to mention that some of them are bunked off as a result. Linda plans to continue this investigation by finding the Cranwell Station logbooks in the Public Record Office to see if this incident shows up there. Interestingly, no mention is made of the event in any of the local papers, but this is unsurprising as during wartime plane movements would have been kept secret. This research trail demonstrates the wealth of material that exists in the Red Mile Archive and shows how something as small as a postcard from a child can draw us into researching big public events like the First World War. It also shows how oral testimony, whether passed down through the generations or collected first-hand, can often tell us things that are left out of the official and written historical record. Anyone willing to loan pictures, documents, or offer information on this incident or any aspect of Red Mile's history should contact Linda by phone on 01949 843 572 or email redmile.archive@carefree.net. Carefree is spelt CARE, then the digit 4 followed by FREE. Any item that is loaned is copied once for the exhibition as soon as possible and returned promptly. The third Red Mile Remembered exhibition will take place in St Peter's Church, Red Mile, over the weekend of May the 17th and 18th, 2003. Opening times are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and admission is free. Refreshments will be available all day. If you are unable to visit the exhibition, you may wish to visit the archive's website at http://www.redmile.archive.carefree.net/. Carefree is CARE, the digit 4, FREE.